Jim Shepherd, whiskey is the way to actually prepare for a nomination here at the National Book Awards. It's the only method.
Whiskey is pretty much my way of preparing for almost anything, really. Dealing with the children, reading, going out for a walk. I find it helps in almost any situation. And in this case, we're headed for like 4 hours of sitting in a chair. So the whiskey will help enormously in that regard, I think.
Do you think you have a chance tonight? And has the award actually helped you in terms of sales and attention?
Everybody has a chance. I mean, it's a sort of a crapshoot. One candidate said to me, it's kind of a loaded crapshoot, but it's still a crapshoot. So I go into it thinking pretty much anything could happen. What happens if you put five writers in a room and ask them to agree on something that's totally unpredictable? I don't think even it's hard to imagine anyone thinking that I would be anything like a favorite, but of course I have some sort of chance. But I think that, in fact, I'm just delighted to be a nominee, because being a nominee, if you're as obscure as I am, means being vaulted into a level of visibility that I'm not even used to. I mean, there are a lot of booksellers out there who are like, who is this guy? You know, and you know, they don't pay that much attention to literary fiction, but they get all of the National Book Award finalists.
But do you think that this will really help people to read your work seriously? I mean, it's just an award.
Oh, I don't think it's so much a matter of, I should take him more seriously now that he's an NBA finalist. I don't think that's it at all. The sort of people who would be impressed by the literary qualities of the award would already probably have decided whether or not they want to read me. I think it's more a matter of, in literary fiction, getting on some people's radar. And those aren't particularly literary figures. Those are booksellers and things, you know, people like that.
I'm wondering if you do have a chance, because, I mean, they gave it to Volman, they gave it to Powers, and here you are kind of the left field candidate, and sometimes that actually happens, and Dennis Johnson isn't here, so.
Then, you know, I don't think Dennis being here or not here has anything to do with anything. I mean, Dennis is an amazing writer, and if someone said to me off the top of my head, you know, who should win, I would say Dennis. I mean, he should win. It's a wonderful book, and it's a wonderful career he's had so far, so he would have to be the favorite, I would think. But if you look at the history of the National Book Awards, it's not particularly logical all the time. So for that reason, I'm not standing here going, well, there's no point in even being here. And also, as I said, the nominee is, just being a nominee is so wonderful. So.
But the whiskey is the one constant.
The whiskey is it's the big constant, really. Okay. And that's what we're here for.
Well, thanks a lot, Jim. Take care.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks.